So I've been reading a lot about you, and you're described as the Renaissance man. I just thought that was a great term to describe who you are. I just wondered if you could elaborate a bit more.
I'd have to first find out what that even means. Do you know the craziest thing about descriptions of me, yeah?
Yeah.
I enjoy them because it's almost like never being able to see yourself in the mirror unless people tell you what's in the mirror.
Yeah.
So like, whenever people kind of come up with these crazy, not crazy, but these like, these phrases, like, I'm like, okay, dope, why? I almost want to know why myself. I'm like, what is it that makes me Renaissance? Because again, it was like what I was saying earlier. It was like, I don't understand why people are confused by an artist expressing themselves in different art forms.
Yeah, exactly.
When that was the whole point of being an artist in the first place, was to be able to express yourself in multiple ways.
Yeah. So I think it came about because they said exactly that. People don't really get the opportunity, as you do, to express themselves in various outlets. Mm. And I sort of wonder, what do you gain from the different creative outlets that you do that you don't necessarily gain from the others, if that makes sense?
Sanity.
Sanity. Okay. Can you elaborate more?
Yeah. I would go crazy if I couldn't.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like it should be more complicated than that.
No.
But if I was really trapped in a state where there was only one way to express myself, I wouldn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think being able to express myself in different ways allows me to want to do it more. Like, you know what I mean? And keep going, because it's not an easy industry. It's not an easy career path in any way, despite what luxuries may come as a result of. It's not easy. It's not even easy to get to that point. And even if it was easy to get to that point, it's super hard to maintain it. So,
yeah. So from speaking to you and just reading from you, it sounds like you thrive from being on the outside and trying to break in.
Mm.
And I'd say you're reminiscent of Kanye West in the sense he's so creative in different ways, but yet he's had to do it from the inside.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy most from being the outside, changing people a bit or affecting people in that way? And where does this sort of self-belief come from?
I think it goes back to like school days and stuff like that. Like, if you weren't in the in crowd, it didn't mean you didn't have fun.
Yeah.
It didn't mean you didn't know how to enjoy yourself. It's finding a personal enjoyment and all of this. And my objective was never to be famous. People talk to me and tell me it's an inevitability.
Yeah.
So I'm mentally preparing myself and day by day going, actually, people do know you, people do recognize you, people do speak about you when you're not there. Like, it's not like, you get me, like, this is something that you're eventually gonna have to get used to, but it was never my objective. Being on the outside allows me to kind of just stay normal and stay like level-headed about this and actually be able to watch what's going on rather than being overwhelmed by what's going on, because it's so fast-paced. You never really know what tomorrow has in store, what the day after that has in store. So you kind of have to be able to take it in your stride.
Sure. So your song 97 is the second song I've ever heard from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you said before, firstly, you want someone just to enjoy the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's an absolute tune.
Thank you.
But then when I looked more into it, the message behind it or the reason why you wrote it, I found really interesting.
Mm.
I wonder whether you could just elaborate a bit more.
So at the start of this year, my best friend was murdered. And it was a tough pill to swallow for a lot of reasons, and I never really get into why or whatever it is or start to talk about knife crime like that, because at the end of the day, that's a separate topic. I think for me, it put me in a position of understanding loss and grieving and what that person would want out of their grieving. Would they want it to be a sad moment? Would they want it to be this tearjerker of a moment, or would they want it to be something celebratory of the fact that they've done good in this world? And I wrote the record as almost like this, it's almost like background music to a moment that I kept envisioning in my head, where I'd arrive at the gates of heaven or whatever the good place was as soon as you die.
Yeah.
And instead of the gates opening and being met with like this kind of like this almighty godlike figure, it was just my boy.
Yeah.
And it was like that gas moment where you ain't seen your friend in ages and you're just like screaming and running towards each other and hugging, and you hear this song and you just start moshing together because it's just a moment. That's what 97 was about. And 97 was the year that a lot of rappers died. Biggie died that year, and do you know what I mean? And I know people like to reminisce on people in that way, so I felt it was it was a number that dealt with grieving for me.
It captures it really well, I must say. Earlier you spoke about how you don't really care about commercial sales, or that's not how you're orientated, which I think is great. So how do you measure success, and then what are your goals for the future?
I measure success day to day. I measure it based on how comfortable I feel existing in the world. If I feel discomfort, it means that there's something I need to achieve or accomplish, and that's where that discomfort comes from. And if I feel calm, I'm calm. I think, again, like, I've seen my music take effect way later than I've dropped it firsthand.
Yeah.
So I know what I'm creating takes time. So in a way, it puts pressure on me, but it takes pressure off me in a sense where, yeah, I care about like the immediate effect and the attention that something gets, but then if 3 months after me dropping the If Only video, Jill Scott can see it and post it on Instagram, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
You get me? Like, I make music that lasts. Yeah. I make music that people will probably discover a year after it's created and treat like it's the best thing that they've ever heard in their life. Yeah. And that's why each year I'm on one to watch list, and I just kind of go, thank you.
Yeah.
You've been watching me for time now.
Keep doing what you're
doing. Yeah, I'm just going to keep going.